Pull up a chair and buckle up. It's the Original Strength Podcast. Hey guys, and welcome to the Original Strength Podcast. I am your host, Tim Anderson, and I am also your guest today. So I've had a pretty couple of big weeks. I just finished a book that I've been working on for 2 years. And I really haven't been working on it for 2 years, but I started writing it 2 years ago and then I put it down for a little while. And anyway, over the last several weeks, I picked it back up and tried to finish it out. So I have submitted that for the blessing and approval of my publishing company. So pretty excited about that. Also, I am 3 weeks away from being an empty nester. Not terribly excited about that. I'm going to miss my kids. But it's a new chapter. I'm excited for them. And maybe I'll start dating my wife again. We'll see what happens. Let's see what else. Oh, just did a Original Strength for the Clinicians workshop called Clinical Reset. And that went pretty good. One of the things I love sharing in those workshops, and I think I've actually told you this before, if I have, it's okay. It's worth hearing twice. The importance of tongue placement. So if we keep our tongue on the roof of our mouth, life just gets easier. It just makes everything better. It helps you breathe easier, and that's important. And it actually helps you just move better. I know it sounds weird, like, you know, why does it matter, or does it really matter where I put my tongue? And absolutely it does, because everything has a place and everything matters. And that's the beautiful thing about your body. So you can test this for yourself, though. I really love learning through experience. So if you want to test that out, you can try to touch your toes with your mouth open and your tongue on the bottom of your mouth. And then try to touch your toes with your mouth shut and your tongue on the roof of your mouth and see if there's a difference. You can do the same thing with a squat. You can see how deep you can squat with your mouth open, tongue on the bottom of your mouth. And then you can see how deep you can squat with your tongue on the roof of your mouth. And you're going to notice a difference, because it matters where your tongue is. And that's just, to me, that is neat. But why I get excited about that in workshops is because if you can help somebody know and, you know, where their tongue belongs, change their life forever. It makes that much of a difference. So if you're not really sure where the roof of your mouth is and where your tongue belongs, just swallow and see where it goes. And wherever it goes, that's like home plate. Keep it there. So when you're not using it, when you're not talking, put it back where it belongs. All right, cool. The other thing that we taught in the clinical reset was about resetting the pelvic floor. And one of the most popular videos on the YouTube channel here is the pelvic floor videos. So you probably know this, but pelvic floor issues are fairly common, in society. But just because they're common doesn't mean that they're actually supposed to be happening, or it's just because it's common, it's not necessarily natural, and you're not stuck with it. That's the most amazing thing about the body, is you're designed to heal. And if we engage in our design, man, wonderful things happen. So one of the easiest things you can do to help try to restore your pelvic floor is to actually just restore your breath. So your diaphragm, your breathing muscle, is also a twin to the pelvic floor, which is also a diaphragm. And when the diaphragm is doing its job, it's supposed to dance rhythmically with the pelvic floor. And so if you are not breathing properly, there's a great chance that your pelvic floor is not functioning as optimal as it should, or as optimal as it wants to. Because if your diaphragm's compromised, you're compromising your pelvic floor. So one of the easiest places to start, or the best place to start, not easy, but the best place to start, is trying to restore your breath. Which is putting your tongue on the roof of your mouth and relaxing your belly so that you can allow your diaphragm to descend into your belly, push your organs. That's what makes the belly and the low back kind of move in and out. So you're just trying to fill your lungs up from the bottom to the top. And getting good at that, or remembering how to do that, and then getting good at that, is a fantastic place to start for restoring the health of your pelvic floor. And a healthy pelvic floor, again, it's like tongue position. It just makes life better. Makes life better. You know what? But then so does breathing the way you're designed. Everything's tied together, guys. But if you can restore your breath and keep your tongue where it belongs, life will be better. All right, so let's go to the Q&A for the week. We had some questions come in from YouTube. Question number one from Gangsta G is, and this was on the Hindu push-up video. His question was, who let the giraffe out of the cage? That was a good one. Good one. Hadn't heard that. It's been at least a week since I've heard something about giraffes and necks. So thank you, Gangsta G, for watching the video and leaving a comment. I appreciate it. Another question this comes up kind of often too, is do you have daily movement routine that you could offer? I do, and there are actually, I know it's YouTube's all over the place, but I do actually have daily movement routines on YouTube in the library there. But if you want something like this, a lot more structured and laid out fairly logically, on my website osi-online.com, that's osi-online.com, there is a workout that I've put together called the Daily 21s, and it is just, it's a series of movements that you do 21 days, and the challenge for the workout is to do it 21 days in a row and just to see how amazing you are. The objective of the 21-day program is to help you feel amazing. It's also to sucker you in, because once you do 21 days, you're like, man, I feel so great. What if I did another 21 days and then another and another? Yes, absolutely. But it is a daily movement routine. It may take you 20 minutes, could take you less, could take you more, and it's totally suitable to how to fit your day. You can structure it how you want to. Now I say that it is structured, but there are two parts to it. So you can make it short by doing the first part and then doing the second part later if you want to, or just doing the first part or just doing the second part. That's up to you. Either way, if you want to feel good and you want to move well, it's rock solid. So that's the Daily 21s program. It is available on osi-online.com. All right. Next question is, do you use supplements and what supplements do you use? All right, so I'm kind of all over the place with supplements. I have some standards though that, like, if I remember to take them and if I'm diligent on them, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm like extremely OCD, so fairly diligent. But I like probiotics. I use Garden of Life's probiotics. I think 50 million active cultures, something like that. I like Bubs collagen. That stuff, man, you can put that in anything and you don't even know it's there. It dissolves so good. But I'm a huge fan of collagen just because, well, as you get older, the fountain of youth, it's important. Anyway, collagen, so it's good for your intestines, it's great for your skin, your joints, hello. And you know, long, beautiful, flowing hair like I like to keep. Let's see. Oh, I do also use Garden of Life grass-fed whey vanilla, just because I can put it in anything, oftentimes yogurt, I make like shakes and puddings. I make puddings out of protein powder, just not because I am necessarily trying to get in a lot of protein, but I actually like the way it tastes. I'm a little bit weird in that respect. I don't know if this is a supplement, but I love powdered peanut butter. I put that stuff pretty much in everything too. So really, I like peanut butter flavor, and I take the powder and I mix it in yogurt. I mix it in with my vanilla protein sometimes. I have not put the peanut butter in coffee. However, I have put instant coffee in my peanut butter flavored shakes. It's pretty good, actually. All right, any other supplements? Fish oil, omega-3s. So there. So I know it's a fancy list, but Bubs collagen, probiotics from Garden of Life, whey protein from Garden of Life, and omega-3 fish oils. There are lots of good companies for that. I'm not really terribly partial. All right, guys, that is it. This was a short podcast, as it should be, because we are in the middle of summer and everyone's on vacation. And you should be out playing right now. Or you should be looking for some shade, because it's just hot. It's freaking hot everywhere. Anyway, guys, thanks so much for listening. If you have questions that I can help with, just let me know. You can send me comments on YouTube. I'll try to catch them. Or you can email me at tim@originalstrength.net. I will also try to put the things that I mentioned in the comments of the show. Anyway, guys, thanks so much. Have a great week. Thanks for listening, everyone. Now get outside and play.